I have some friends who went on holiday, and they told me one of the most exciting things that they saw when they were on holiday. Can anyone guess what it might have been? Because on holidays we see so many lovely things, don't we? A sunrise would be something very special, wouldn't it? Yes, I was talking about those just now. Sunrises on holiday, especially in some places. A waterfall, that could be something lovely too, yes. I don't know whether you're going to get this one, because not everybody does. It depends where you go. But these people were very thrilled. I think they went to Wales, and they saw little lambs being born, and they saw little lambs prancing around. And they came back to tell us about their holiday, but they were absolutely thrilled about the little lambs. That was their special thing. In Jesus' day, and I think you'll be thinking about that in Adventurers this morning, in Jesus' day, the shepherd used to go ahead of the sheep. They all had to follow him if they wanted to be kept safe. And Jesus talked about that, didn't he? He wanted us, his followers, to follow after him. And if we follow after him, he looks after us and he leads us in the best possible places, because he is our good shepherd. And sometimes we are very firm and strong and we do try to follow Jesus to do what he wants. But sometimes people try to stop us doing that. Can you think of anybody who might make it difficult for us or perhaps stop us following Jesus? Well, I think there could be somebody perhaps at school who says, oh, you go to church, you go to Adventurers. Oh, I don't do that. I play with my ball. I go and do something else on a Sunday morning. But you say, I belong to Jesus. I like to go to church. I like to go to Adventurers. And I can do my other things another time. Sometimes people try to push us about. Instead of being nice and firm for Jesus, people say things and do things that can push us about so we're not strong and firm. They remind me of a certain sort of sweet. Can anyone think of a sweet that's very soft and you can push it about? Does anyone know the name of a sweet like that? I think somebody said it. Yes, that's right. I've got some in a bag here. I had to keep them all wrapped up because they're a bit squishy, aren't they? And they would make a mess if I didn't keep them all done up well. But I'm going to take the top off this bag now, which has got the marshmallows in it. That's it. And I'm going to take one out. And I know they're lovely to eat, but they're all squashy. So there's the nice shape of it to start with. But if you start pressing it, it goes all into wrong shapes, doesn't it? And that's how we could be following Jesus. We might be nice and strong and firm and say, I'm going to follow Jesus all the way. Or we could let other people push us about and push us out of shape and push us away from following Jesus. So perhaps we can remember not to be a marshmallow when we follow Jesus. Now, I think the children are going out to Adventurers soon. Maybe they'd like to take the bag of marshmallows with them. And then sometime, perhaps when you go home or whenever, you could share them out and maybe give some away. Anyway, we'll give those to you when you go out. We're not going to be marshmallows in following Jesus.